Welcome to another podcast from Mark Tiley in the Morning with our friends at Shaw Isle of Man. And it's another My Tunes collection. So let's get on with it and prepare yourself to meet Simon Campbell and Susie Starlight, who are in Germany at the moment and very much working away with the Starlight Campbell Band.
Mark Tiley, the nation station. Radio.
It's My Tunes on Manx Radio, and our first long distance one. It's not just down to Andreas, you know, it's all over to Germany for Simon Campbell and Susie Starlight. Hello, guys.
Hi, Mark.
This is absolutely thrilling for me. It's really lovely. In these troubled old days, I mean, talk about social distancing, and we got this right, haven't we?
Well, we couldn't get any further. Well, we could get further away, but I think...
we're not doing too bad.
No, we're not doing too bad.
We're doing all right. It's the tough old time for musicians. I mean, especially like yourselves, professional musicians. Oh, it must be a nightmare.
Well, it is really. I mean, because all our shows, have been cancelled. And the reason why we were here, albeit temporarily, was to access the European market. But of course, you know, easily. With the travelling, but of course at the moment everything's closed up. But we're getting by, you know, we're doing a lot of recording, we're writing, we're also doing quite a few online shows.
I was going to talk about one of those coming up, the New Wave of Classic Rock Webfest. We'll talk about that in a while. Susie, how do you find Germany?
Well, I love it, actually. I love the culture. And I studied German at school for a year. So I had a bit of a head start, which was lovely. And they're great. I mean, we really do have a lot in common. Sehr schön, mein Freund.
Hey, that's not bad. That's not bad. I wouldn't go as far as ausgezeichnet, but it's pretty good. Pretty good. But the blues scene, well, I mean, I lived over there for about 6 years, no more than that. And the blues scene has always been solid there.
Yeah, I think it's a blues rock thing as well. I mean, because we're sort of edging towards, certainly the next record is going to be more sort of free early Led Zeppelin type of era. So we're moving slightly out of the blues per se. But over here, it's going down really well and people love it. In the Netherlands as well, you know. Yeah. And the UK, I mean, we're doing well all over. But Germany is particularly good. And the beauty of it here is that they do buy merchandise, to buy albums and CDs still, you know.
Well, that's a great help, isn't it? Because I mean that's dried up in a lot of venues, a lot of territories now.
Indeed.
We'll talk about this new single maybe tomorrow, but tell me about the European blues success on the back of the Blueberry Pie album. It was a peachy little time, wasn't it?
It was phenomenal, really. We had no idea when we released the album that all I did was I sent it around the world. I didn't just do the UK. I sent it to everyone, Mark. And we're very much DIY. We do everything ourselves. We write, we record. And for us, it's also the relationships we make with people and the people you meet on the road that really makes it, gives it meaning to us. And then I remember one Sunday morning, I woke up, I read my phone. It's like, oh my goodness, we've been nominated for Best Album in the European Blues Awards. And we were just jumping around going, what's going on? This is amazing. And it really did. If anything, it just served to open more doors. And it's all about awareness. And really, because what's important to us is when we meet people, when we play. But it was a great opportunity for us to become more well-known.
It was just lovely, and we're so proud of it. Just it's lovely to have you know, our people up there at the top. We still call you ours, you know.
Of course.
Well, we're still ours. I mean, you know, we'll be coming back, you know, because it's home for us, and we love the Isle of Man. But at the moment, it's a little tricky to move around.
I don't think you can quite
get back. Yeah.
Business. It is hard enough getting to Bride. Never mind anywhere else. Let's have the first track of the week. Talk us through it.
So this is Miss Judy's Farm by The Faces. And we love The Faces because of the chaotic nature of the band. I mean, they were mostly drunk when they recorded everything. And this album, Nods and Goes Winks with Blind Horse, is fantastic. But what I love about this, and we play The Faces an awful lot, is in the middle of it, Ronnie Wood sort of kicks off on his own. And it's probably one of the finest bit of groovy rhythm guitar playing, rock and roll rhythm guitar playing that's ever been around. So it's one of those things. So listen out for it right in the middle there. Everything sort of stops in a chaotic manner. And then he sort of fires up in the middle, and it's fiendishly groovy. It's a great song. You know, Rod was at his peak, and the band were just great.
On Manx Radio, long distance, socially distance, not doing the easy one here. We didn't thought we'd ever link up to Peel. No, we're going to, well, Germany. Whereabouts are we, Simon and Susie? Where are we?
Well, we're kind of between Hamburg and Hanover. And,
okay.
So there's a motorway that stretches down there, and we're sort of off that A7, you know?
I know that area fairly well because I've been hanging out for many, many years at the Blues Garage, an amazing place. I know you've played there, haven't you?
Not yet.
No.
It's a place that we are looking to book, but they're very busy at the moment, and they book so long in advance, you know, so we're just waiting for a date to come up shortly.
Oh, but Mark, we went down there. We met Henry, who, obviously, you know, who runs it. It's his operation, and it is a venue to be enthralled by. You can see the love of music throughout there, and all the people there, they just adore blues rock music. It's a fantastic atmosphere.
What I'll do is I'll put some pictures of the venue on Facebook today after this, so people can see it, because he's also got the Motel California isn't he?
It is remarkable, because there's one thing about the Germans, certainly around here, that they love everything American. They really do. They really get that whole thing. And, you know, leather jackets, anything American, you know, gas pumps or petrol pumps, we should say.
Diners.
They're really into it.
Now, how locked down is it in Germany? I mean, obviously, this is a week old, this recording, so we'll take it as right now. How locked down is it entertainment-wise, bar-wise at the moment?
Everything's closed.
Yeah.
It's really just the same as the UK. It's no more than two people to be out at one point, and you've got to socially, physically, I'd say, distance. I think people are trying to adapt that word now into not becoming disconnected from a social perspective, but a physical one. So the food shops are open. I mean, we very much live in our heads and our emotions with you all on the island as well. So we're aware of the similarities, you know. But also what's beautiful here is that we do have a community here that's very similar to the Manx heartbeat, which really makes us feel at home, because we do miss you. And the other day, the house that we're renting didn't have a freezer, and they found out about it. So they went up to the local shooting house, and they got this freezer out and lent it to us for a few months so that we could store some food, you know, which is wonderful. That's caring. We've obviously offered to, you know, get shopping for people in the van of rock. So we're all together in this, like we are with you, you know, and it's all about being a community and looking out for each other, and also staying physically apart to protect the vulnerable and the elderly, and we take it very, very seriously.
Well, good on you. I want to talk a little bit about the move out of Isle of Man, because it wasn't to Germany originally, it was to Spain, wasn't it? And quite a studio you had down there.
Yeah, well, what we did is that when we got together, we moved firstly to France, and then onward after 6 months to Spain, and we moved a couple of times down there, but we opened a commercial studio there. Because, you know, we're always traveling and always bobbing back all over the place. But we were there for some time, and it really started to do very well. But what happened is when we recorded Blueberry Pie and we put it out, all of a sudden it was a massive international hit in the blues terms all over the world. So we thought to ourselves, well, are we going to record other people and sit here, or are we going to go on the road and actually make it our profession as, you know, full-time musicians on the road? And you can't do both, of course, because, you know, if you've got gigs, you can't actually record, and it's impossible to coordinate two things. So we sold our big Trident console, and we've got like a semi-portable now. It's an old Kadak, all analog, of course, because we're analog fiends. I say semi-portable because it's 500 kilos. So
yeah.
So it's in a flight case, but, you know, you need eight extremely large Germans with a gallon of beer inside of each to actually move it. So.
Yeah, semi-portable is a very good phrase, I think, for something like that. Yeah. Now, let's have our second track for this date. What have we got?
Well, I was thinking about this, Mark, in terms of the way, you know, when sometimes when you're physically isolated, and this song I heard, it was released back in 1983, and from an album called In Gardens Where We Feel Secure, and it's by a lady called Virginia Astley. And it really is quite evocative of the Manx countryside, the British countryside. You hear bells, and she did some field recordings. She was quite innovative of the time, and she was out there just recording sounds of birds. So for me, it really does bring back that sense of home of the countryside, of what it means to be Manx, to be British, to have that in your heartbeat. And then I found out as well recently that actually Virginia happens to be the sister of John Astley, and John Astley is the chap who masters all our albums, and so he's worked on The Who, The Rolling Stones, and I didn't know, that our friends, actually, that was his sister who did this album that I fell in love with like 30 years ago. It's serendipity.
And oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's most beautiful. So if you're physically isolated right now, just close your eyes and listen to this next song, because it really is the most beautiful heartbeat of life.
My tunes on this program, long distance my tunes. I may be in the big smoke of Douglas Isle of Man, but Simon Campbell and Susie Starlight are to the north of Hanover in Germany. Hello.
That's quite right.
Yeah. Hello.
This is good very good.
This is sehr gut, sehr, sehr, sehr fantastic, unglaublich that we can achieve such things here.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm just showing off. Now then, making money, professional musicians, we talked on Monday, it's absolutely, well, desperate straits out there. Is there any money to be made at the moment going online? I say, I know you've got the new wave of classic rock Webfest, massive lineup. Are you going to get some pay for that?
No, not that one. There is one that we are doing, which is
it's called the Lockdown Festival, which is organised by the team behind the Great British Rock and Blues Festival, and we're actually performing a live 50-minute stream session on Saturday. And what they do is, for that one, all the artists submit a track, and that then they put it in a compilation album, and that's available for 1 week to buy, to download from Bandcamp. And then the proceeds from that is split equally between all the bands. And also, you can, there's another, I think with the Webfest one, what you can do, what we are encouraged to do, there's a system called a coffee link, or where you can actually just buy the band a coffee, and it's a donation, really, of £5. But I love the way they do that, because we can't see each other physically. And normally we'd say we'd buy each other a pint, really. A pint of bushes, you know?
Yeah.
But that would be great. But, you know, coffee, we love coffee as well. That's cool. And it's just a lovely way. And I think, because also it's a little bit weird, you know, because we are professionals and we do offer something. It's the same as, you know, you wouldn't ask a plumber to go and do something for free for you. And you have to have that same mentality when you're a musician too. It's like, buy a coffee, it's good, it's okay. And so, in a nutshell, in answer to your question, yes, but I think people are being creative a little, you know. I think we're just having to adapt to a new normal, where now it's about donations online instead of buying that physical ticket and physically going out. You sort of do a transaction online.
Well, let's hope that people do that, because they love being involved in this world. I mean, the take-up of things like the house party thing, the Zoom thing, what we're doing now with this particular bit of software, people are discovering software that they never knew existed.
Well, that's right. And I think that it looks like this is going to be, you know, we're going to be locked down for a few months. I mean, you know, that's being optimistic about it,
yeah.
You know. And so we're certainly thinking of doing quite a lot of live streaming, because we've got on our website, which is Starlight, that's without the G-H, starlite-campbell.com, we've got like a patron area, and you can donate or subscribe to us. And in return for that, you get all sorts of benefits, which you can see online. But we've had a reasonably good take up of that as well already, and it really does make a difference. So what we're trying to do is give back by doing a lot of, you know, online live performances, and then people can choose whether they want to support us, you know, which is great.
Yeah, like a patronage, you know. It's not a new thing, it's been around a long time, where you're a patron of the arts. I mean, it's still around today, it's just another form. It's, well, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, I reckon there's going to be hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of songs, all very similar, about being stuck in a room.
I'm sure there is, yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes it's good just to think about this, you know. I know what you're saying. It's true, isn't it? There's a lot of use of the words lockdown, isolation.
Yeah.
We've got these new words in our vocabulary at the moment.
Let's have our third record. What's it going to be? Third record? Aren't I old? Third track, come on.
Right, well, the third track is probably my favourite producer and artist. It's a guy called Daniel Lanois, who's worked with many people over the years. Neil Young, he's worked with the Neville Brothers. U2 is his biggest one. In fact, he produced a lot of the really great U2 records. But there's a lot of very cool artists. Look him up, Daniel Lanois. But he's also got a solo career. And this is from his first solo album called Arcadie, which is an amazing record. It's quite old now, but it still sounds great, recorded beautifully. And this is a track called The Maker. Cold.
am a twisted line. I'm a stranger in the eyes of the maker. I could not see for the fog in my eyes. I could not feel for the fear in my life. And from across the great divide, in the distance I saw a light. Jean-Baptiste walking to me with the maker. My body is bent and broken by long and dangerous sleep.
Tunes. The end of the week. I cannot believe it. But we're here and we're online with Simon Campbell and Susie Starlight in Germany from our little... I'm actually doing this at home. Did I tell you that, Simon? I'm doing this at home.
No, I didn't know that.
But I'm not actually totally locked down, but it just makes sense to get out of the way. You know, just get out of the way. Anyway, we've talked a lot about trying to make money and this, that and the other and what's going on. What we haven't talked enough about yet is new music from the Starlight Campbell Band. Now, we've talked about Blueberry Pie. I have had a peep. Yes, new single, Stone Cold Crazy. I love the way you tease us on your website, by the way. I'm doing this. Oh, I'm redoing all the guitars, as if that wasn't blooming obvious the way you work. I'm going to do them all again. So we know you too well. Tell us about this new single. Come on.
Well, basically, this is the last track that we wrote for the album, because we were looking. We made the mistake last time of recording too many tracks and too long a track, so we couldn't fit it on a vinyl. But this time we've been pretty careful, because really you can't get more than 40 minutes on a vinyl, 20 minutes aside, to get a good quality. You know, what we always record for vinyl. So we were looking and recorded this, and it sort of just jumped out to us as a bit of a single. It's quite a fun song. It's got a lot of early 70s feel about it, you know, and the way we've recorded it again is very basic, all analog, very good quality, but, you know, with a small number of microphones and stuff. And I put like a guide guitar track on because there's no engineer involved. I'm having to engineer it as well. So, you know, Susie and Steve, the drummer, put the rhythm track down. I put a guide guitar track down. And that's going to be out anyway on May the 1st. We're very excited. John Astley, who's, of course, locked down, who's doing the mastering, who we talked about the other day, he's ready to go. So we'll be finishing it this week. I'm just waiting for my cold to clear up a little bit to do the vocal. And that's it then. And we've got the backing vocals and it'll be out. So we're ready to go.
And you mentioned the album. What's it going to be called?
Well, it's called The Language of Curiosity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's released on the 2nd of October this year.
Love it.
I think we've pushed the boundaries, the envelope on this one, definitely. It's all songs again about life now, relevant to now. We never really say what the song's about because really once we've written a song and we've recorded it, and even when you play it live, the relationship you have with the music, that's up to you, you know, what you think it is. It's been such a challenge as well. You know, we haven't played safe with it, and that's the thing. It's a blessing to be able to write, you know.
Well, look, we can't wait. We're looking forward to the single. We'll get that on as soon as we get a copy. You'll just squirt it over. I'll dig it in my pocket.
Thank you.
I'll even buy the blooming thing. What? There you are.
Mark Tiley, what's happened is that I don't know.
Did I just say that? I thought
you
it.
You did. In fact, I think I might have to have a brandy now.
I think I just said I'd buy it. Anyway, I will do. All being well, Carlisle Blues, it's a festival in the 2nd to 4th of October.
That's right.
I mean, let's all keep everything crossed for that. That would be lovely, wouldn't it? Get you back over there.
Yeah, there's that's the day we're actually releasing the album, so we're playing on the Friday the 2nd. We've also got a festival the weekend before that. We're just seeing whether or not it's going ahead, but we're headlining that one if it goes ahead, but we can't say anything yet.
No.
So it's all going, but you know, we're still here now and we can't wait to be out in the festival field and see you again in person. But until then, let's stay close, let's stay connected, let's look after each other, eh?
Yeah, and after that festival as well, we actually got on October the 2nd at Carlisle. We've got a few more dates that week. And then hopefully, you know, with this, if everything calms down, we're off to Germany and then the Czech Republic.
Well, look, thank you for doing this. It's been an absolute joy hooking up.
Thank you, Mark.
We're going to finish. We're not going to go without a track from you guys. But I thought this was on the album, the Blueberry Pie album, but it's not, is it? Tell me about this track.
Well, this is sort of a bonus single that we put out a little while ago. And it's basically an acoustic thing that we were going to we're going to put it on an album. And now we've decided to do we're doing an acoustic contemporary folk record. We're going to release in that early next year called The Coat, and this is going to go on it. And basically, it's just Susie on bass, myself on guitar, and Steve. And it was all done virtually live, you know. There's one guitar overdub where you can hear our dog Hummock barking on it in the beginning of the second verse.
Yes, and there's one ting of the triangle as well.
Yeah,
does the dog now? Come on, you tell me the dog plays a triangle now. Come on.
No. She barks very
okay.
Perfectly in time because we were actually, you know, I did all the lead guitar live, so it was yes. But it's a fun song. We wanted to put it on just to give a sort of a flavour to everybody of what we're doing, something a bit different.
Yeah.
But also, I think it's a song of hope and a song of uplifting things. You know, it starts off and builds up to something quite. Uplifting, I think that's the best.
Beautiful. Yeah.
It Started Raining, is that the right title?
That's it.
Thank you. We'll get that on. Guys, thanks again, and let's not make it too long, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thanks
Mark.
A lot, Mark.
My granddad's suitcase was brown and tattered. I tried to open, but the locks were knackered. I prized the catch to peek inside. It started raining. I found a photo and frilly knickers, a tube of glue and a bar of Snickers. Ate the candy and chipped a tooth. It started raining. It started raining and tears were shed. It started raining, no feather bed. it started raining all down my face. It started raining. I went to see him at the circus, walked inside with a sense of purpose, a painted smile, a broken heart. It started raining. The caravan door was broken, a second thought, an empty token. We went inside to talk a while. It started raining. It started raining and tears were shed. It started raining, no further bed. It started raining all down my face. It started raining. A shot of whiskey, sorrows for drowning. A chunk of ice to sink a ship. A tale or two about the weather. It's complicated. We packed a suitcase, his costume hanging, and made our way onto our street. With every footstep, anticipation, it started raining. I pressed the doorbell, the dog was barking. Sound of laughter, big surprise. A family reunited. It started raining. It started raining and tears were shed. It started raining, no feather bed. It started raining all down my face. It started raining.
Lovely track. It started raining. The Starlight Campbell Band. Pretty much unplugged and gorgeous. Thank you, Susie. Thank you, Simon. I do hope we get to see you over here again before too long. And thank you for doing that with me here in the Isle of Man and you there in Germany. You'll be listening to me, Mark Tiley, Simon Campbell and Susie Starlight on their MyTunes selection. More podcasts right here at manxradio.com coming soon. So keep popping back because there's new ones coming all the time.